Hello to you, you, and you. Welcome to Fish Fry, my friends, brought to you by the EE goodness that is eejournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, and this week we're all about software. Design automation software, that is. And the biggest EDA party this side of the Mississippi. Yep, I'm talking about DAC 2015. Now, if you've been a follower of Fish Fry, you will know that this here conference is one of my all-time favorites. Why? A couple of reasons. First and foremost, those software folks can throw a mean party, you know what I'm saying? Alright, but really, what is it about EDA that gets my mind a-spinning, my heart a-thumping, and my wheels a-turning? Well, for me, at least, it's kind of an existential thing. Besides the parties, which are fabulous, what is not to love about the thing that makes all of EE, well, go? EDA is the grease of the mighty EE wheel. And without it, well, we'd be making stuff that didn't work, that was sent to production a spin or two before it was ready, or heck, we wouldn't be making anything at all. Well, this week my guest is a luminary in her field. It is the one and only Anna Circle, General Chair for DAC 2015. Anna is here to break down the conference for us. She'll tell us what cool stuff we should expect, what the I Love DAC program is all about, and yes, even a little bit about the parties. Let's go. Hi, Anna. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, hi, Amelia. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so for the past couple years, you guys have had the I Love DAC program. Now, is that still going on this year, and what is all included?
Yeah, it is still going on, and it's actually going really well this year. Let's start with what is included. I Love DAC gives attendees free access to the general sessions. That includes the keynotes, of course, the DAC exhibits, and then, of course, the cocktail and conversation networking sessions that we have on Monday and Tuesday on the show floor, and then on Wednesday in the Moscone Esplanade where the conference is. They also get access to the special designer and IP track poster session, which is on Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And a few years ago, we actually replaced free Monday with free every day, as long as attendees pre-register. So the I Love DAC campaign is sponsored by three exhibitors. This year, it's Atrenta, Atoptech, and Calypto. And everyone who's going to show up with an I Love DAC registration will get a really cool water bottle. And we are raffling up an Apple Watch. I always have to be careful. I want to say Apple iWatch among those that registered.
Very cool. Now, I read that there will be more tutorials than ever before at this year's Design Automation Conference, and that Thursday will be training day. So, Anna, tell my audience all about what they can learn at this year's DAC.
Sure. I'm glad you're reading my blog, because I wrote about the record in submissions of tutorials, because that went to an all-time high of 27. But actually, we reduced the number of actual tutorials from 11 to 9 because we are just being spread too thin with parallel sessions. It made it really difficult for our tutorial chair, Ray Rodriguez from Intel, because he had to select the 9 tutorials that really qualified. Tutorials are running on Monday, which is also the official opening day for DAC. Each tutorial is repeated once, so it happens twice, so that people can actually see, I would say, up to 3 tutorials during Monday. Training day is on Thursday, and that is hosted by Doulos. We have 3 tracks with 2 sessions each. The tracks are centered around system Verilog design, system Verilog verification, and DSL and system C. But when you think about it, DAC is all about learning and networking, no matter if attendees are going to the design and IP tracks, the research track, the tutorials, the co-located events, the workshops, or just through the general sessions, the Duck Pavilion and the exhibit. I mean, there's always something new and exciting for everyone that goes to DAC.
I agree wholeheartedly. So, Anna, I also saw that there'll be an automotive pavilion at this year's show. Now, what will that all include?
Yeah, automotive. Last year, we introduced our automotive electronics and embedded systems track at DAC. We are bringing it back this year in a slightly different format. So instead of being super ambitious like we were last year with the 2 days of parallel tracks, we are running the program this year in a 3-day single track format. And the automotive pavilion complements the track with a presence on the exhibit floor, just like the year before. We positioned it better this year. It will be close to the entrance of the exhibit floor so that attendees will see it when they're walking in. And we have companies like Ansys, Dassault, Mentor Automotive, Cadence, and Synopsys that will showcase their solutions specifically for the development of automotive electronics and embedded systems. And we also have the Arm Connected community on the show floor, which is another kind of central area where you have everybody that is dedicated to Arm-based design in one specific area. So we have on one side the automotive pavilion focused on automotive electronics and embedded systems. On the other side, we have the Arm CC, which is focused on Arm-based design and populated by Arm partners.
Okay, I'm really interested in the keynotes this year and especially interested in the Electronics for the Human Body keynote on Thursday. Now, tell my audience more about the cool lineup of speakers you have, Anna, and what is that visionary talk all about?
Amelia, we have such great keynotes this year, and I'm allowed to give myself a little pat on the back for that one because the general chair is in charge of the keynotes, so I'm really excited. On Monday, we have our designer keynote with Brian Otis from Google. First keynote ever from Google at DAC, so I'm just super excited. On Tuesday, we have Jeffrey Owens, who is Delphi Automotive CTO. On Wednesday, we are trying something new. We have general session fireside chat between the chief of cybersecurity at General Motors, Jeff Massimilla, and the white hat hacker and the author of the Car Hacker's Manual. His name is Craig Smith. Their chat is going to be moderated by John McElroy, who is a very well-known radio and TV automotive talk show host from Detroit. I saw him at Convergence in Detroit, and he was moderating a panel there, and I thought, man, this guy's good. So I thought he would be perfect for that. And then last, but certainly not least, on Thursday, we have John Rogers, who's going to give the keynote you mentioned earlier, Electronics for the Human Body. His achievements are amazing. I mean, he won a MacArthur Fellowship, the Lemelson MIT Prize, the Smithsonian Award, and just this year he received the ETH Zurich Mechanical Engineering Medal. I think this guy's a rock star in material science for electronic components, and I can't believe you got him to speak at DAC. DAC introduced visionary speeches at the 50th DAC, and we had one every day. We had Wally Rhines, Art Juice, Lip-Bu Tan, and Catherine Cranen. And then we did again visionary talks at the 51st. I didn't want to just repeat visionaries for the sake of it. This year marks the 50th anniversary of Moore's Law. What a great reason to have a visionary talk. And I just want to know what's going to drive us moving forward. Will we continue to stay on the curve? And I mean, who better could talk to that than somebody from Intel, in this case, Vivek Singh. And I'm sure he's going to give a great visionary talk.
And to wrap it all up, I have to ask about the parties. Are there going to be any receptions at this year's show, Anna?
Sure thing, there have to be parties. Sunday opening, is a party. We have an opening reception, and it will be hosted by the City of Austin, who's going to also host next year's DAC. Monday through Wednesday, networking receptions, as I said earlier, with really cool drawings and tons of prizes from the sponsors that are sponsoring the receptions. And for the first time, Monday and Tuesday, the receptions will be on the show floor. So we are bringing bus and booths onto the exhibit floor. We have the designer track reception on Tuesday. And then we have plenty of exhibitor-driven events, tons of fun swag. Oh, let's talk a moment about fun on the show floor. Everybody make sure to sign up for our mobile app and to play Duck Attack. There's a video on Duck TV on our website. You should check it out. It's going to be creating a buzz on the show floor. I'm signed up. So it will be interesting to see who can beat me at Duck Attack.
I love it. You can count on me checking that out for sure. Well, Anna, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, and you can definitely count on seeing me on the show floor this year.
Thank you for having me, Amelia. I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to having a glass of wine at DAC.
All right, it's time for a little Kickstarter corner, my friends. Conference Fashion Edition. Now, let me tell you a little story. It was several years ago, around this time of the year when the Embedded Systems Conference was actually called ESC and took place in San Jose. On the way to Ye Olde Convention Center, it was time for a little Starbucks springboard for the day. I'm sitting there in the sunshine, enjoying my cuppo latte. Everything is fine and dandy. And then, yeah, half of that thing goes down the front of my shirt. Now, can't really trudge the show floor for 8 hours looking like that, can you? No. So it's the long haul back to the hotel, change shirts, run back downstairs. And yes, fortunately, my editor-in-chief had bought me another grande latte. Now, folks, what I needed then and what you have needed, I am sure, at some point in your life, is an unstainable shirt. Am I right? Whether it's conference season, out on a date, or running late to work, this has happened to all of us at some point. Well, let me introduce you to the unstainable white shirt, brought to you by Kickstarter team Elizabeth and Clark. Now, how in the world does this work? Well, it's actually the finish on the material that can repel any kind of water-based coffee, or even oil-based liquid. It's nanotechnology at work again, my friends. The finish of this fabric is actually made of fibers that contain tiny, tiny, tiny whiskers. And these whiskers, if you can believe it, are 100,000 times smaller than a grain of sand. Yeah. So it's this treatment on the fabric that keeps any water and oil-based liquids suspended above the fabric, never allowing the stains to touch the silky fibers. Awesome! Ladies and gentlemen, this is a dream come true, if you ask me. Oh yeah, and even better, this material is made from renewable farm-grown sources. Very cool. So, Elizabeth and Clark have four different styles to choose from. All in white, a traditional long-sleeve button-up shirt, a short-sleeved button-up shirt, a t-shirt called the Liz Lemon, and a more popover blouse style called the Arden. Now, I am sorry to report to all of my male listening audience. There are no men's styles just yet. But I can't imagine if this new technology takes off, we will be seeing a wide range of men's styles in the future as well. If you want to back this Kickstarter campaign for the unstainable shirt, like I have, or if you want to read more information about the technology behind the unstainable shirt, go ahead and click that link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can check out our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And if Google Plus is your thing, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. We also have a YouTube channel, keyword, EE Journal, chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very own popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can also subscribe to that EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, even if it's something your company makes, I'm just saying. Any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, see you at DAC, or the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of May 1st, 2015, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.